Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting second. The left fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting third. The catcher, John Romano. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bill Voss. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Juan Pizarro. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Juan Pizarro. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting second. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting third. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pedro Gonzalez. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Eskew. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sonny Siebert. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sonny Siebert. And now, play ball. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hinton. Buford reaches second base with a double. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Buford moves to third. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano strikes out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buford scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner takes first base on ball four. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wagner moves to second. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wagner scores. Colavito moves to third. It's White Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Skowron for the out. One out. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pizarro fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a pop-up towards first. Scourin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Buford hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-1 in the game. Alvis strikes out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wagner hits a fly ball into right field. Voss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-1 in the game. Romano strikes out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a pop-up towards first. Whitfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. Hansen takes first base on ball 4. Bill Scourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scourin is 0-for-1 in the game. Scourin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hansen moves to third. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss is 0-for-1 in the game. Voss takes first base on ball 4. Scourin moves to second. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-1 in the game. Agee hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hinton. Agee reaches second base with a double. Hansen scores. Scourin scores. Voss goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, White Sox. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro is 0-for-1 in the game. Pizarro hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Agee scores. It's 5-1, White Sox. Gary Bell now pitching. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Buford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. There goes Pizarro trying to get to third. Colavito throws the ball into Brown, who relays the ball to Alvis, who tags Pizarro for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Colavito hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-1 in the game. Hinton hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, White Sox. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-1 in the game. Gonzalez hits a fly ball into right field. Voss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-2 in the game. Romano hits a pop-up towards first. Whitfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Robinson moves to second. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hansen takes first base on ball 4. Robinson moves to third. Ward moves to second. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bell fields it and throws to home to get Robinson. Ward moves to third. Hansen moves to second. Two outs. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Voss takes first base on ball 4. Ward scores. Hansen moves to third. Skowron moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-2, White Sox. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-1 in the game. Askew hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Moran pinch hits for Gary Bell. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-4. White Sox. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-2 in the game. Alvis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wagner is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Don McMahon now pitching. Marv Steele pinch hits for Juan Pizarro. Marv Steele is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steele hits a fly ball into center field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Buford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Robinson hits a pop-up towards second. Gonzalez catches it, and throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Buford moves to third. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-3 in the game. Romano hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. J.C. Martin now catching. Bob Locker now pitching. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hinton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Whitfield moves to second. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-2 in the game. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Whitfield scores. Hinton moves to second. It's 6-5, White Sox. Bill Davis pinch hits for Joe Askew. Bill Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scourin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Davis for the out. Hinton moves to third. Gonzalez moves to second. Two outs. Duke Sims pinch hits for Don McMahon. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Duke Sims now catching. Lee Stang now pitching. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ward strikes out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Hansen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Scourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scourin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Scourin strikes out. Two outs. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Voss strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Floyd Robinson now playing right field. Tommy McCraw now playing left field. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Brown hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 3 in the game. Alvis hits a fly ball into left field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Wagner hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy AG is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. AG is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. AG hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Buford hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hinton. Buford reaches second base with a double. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a pop-up towards first. Whitfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Colavito strikes out. One out. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Whitfield hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ward is called out on strikes. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Hansen hits a fly ball into center field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Skowron hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McCraw moves to third. Ken Berry pinch runs for Bill Skowron. Hoyt Wilhelm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Berry. The throw from Sims and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. McCraw scores. That run is unearned. It's 7-5, White Sox. Hoyt Wilhelm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilhelm hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Floyd Robinson now playing left field. Ken Berry now playing center field. Tommy Agee now playing right field. Tommy McGraw, now playing first base, Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gonzalez bunts towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo pinch hits for Lee Stang. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 0-for-1 in the game. Sims strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 5. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.